Larry Hoover is currently at the notorious Supermax prison in Colorado. His family hasn't been able to speak with him today to get his reaction to his commutation. Hoover still faces the remainder of a state prison sentence for murder, but his family is hoping for clemency from Governor Pritzker.
It's overwhelming. It's a long time coming, and we just want to hope it go all the way through.
The wife and son of Larry Hoover, after his 6 federal life sentences, were...
Do y'all see what he used to look like? We all gonna get old, y'all. We all gonna get old. This is what he used to look like.
Through
the wife and son of Larry Hoover.
Y'all know that challenge that everybody be doing on the internet where they was like, yeah, you know, my mother or my father, they say that they used to slam it and they show all of the old photos. Y'all keep glorifying this lifestyle that people are living to where they out here doing all of the crime and stuff, and then they got to spend the rest of their life in prison. And they left the world with the worst situation, and that they created a whole gang and a whole environment and a whole culture that you can't kill now.
After his 6 federal...
Now this is what he looked like at the bottom. This is what he looked like at the bottom. It's messed up, ain't it? I don't want to live this life. I don't want to live this type of life. That ain't no type of life to live, y'all.
Life sentences were commuted by President Trump.
And he deserves redemption. He deserves a second chance at being a part of this community. And he could be a benefit to this community if they want him to be a benefit to this community.
Hoover co-founded the Chicago Gangster Disciples. And while behind bars for a 1973 murder, federal prosecutors say he continued to run the gang's prolific multi-state drug operations.
If Larry Hoover said there was going to be a killing, there was a killing.
Ron Safer was the lead federal prosecutor who secured Hoover's 1997 conviction for running a criminal enterprise behind bars.
I believe in redemption, but there are some crimes that are so horrific that they deserve the punishment to the full extent of the law.
As years passed, Hoover's case drew increasing attention, including from artists like Kanye West and Chance the Rapper.
And I gotta remind y'all that he was a political prisoner.
He is being held because he is a symbol, not because he needs further incarceration or he hasn't been rehabilitated.
The president's commutation only applies to Hoover's federal sentence. He still faces state prison time for which he's eligible for parole. Governor J.B. Pritzker can also offer clemency.
We know that Governor Pritzker believes in rehabilitation, redemption, and transformation, and he's done all of that.
A governor spokesperson declined to comment on Hoover's case, but said inmates seeking parole or clemency must petition the Illinois Prisoner Review Board, which makes parole decisions and issues recommendations to the governor regarding clemency.
I think he's going to spend the rest of his life in prison. This was symbolic. This was because of the pardon czar. The pardon czar is the one that recommended him to be pardoned. I think that this is 100% symbolic. I don't think that he's ever getting out of jail. That's the stipulation. It's kind of sort of like if you ever catch a charge, let's say you do something that you wasn't supposed to do, right? And in order for them to try to convince you to take a plea deal or to try to convince you to, for them to make sure that you're not, you can't get out or whatever like that, they'll charge you with multiple different things, right? And so if you don't take a plea deal, but you can get, you get convicted of this thing, and then you get convicted of that thing, and then you can get convicted of this thing. Let's say you come back and they're able to prove your innocence with one of the convictions, but at the same time, you still got to deal with the other one. So they don't necessarily throw out all of the rest of the convictions. You still got to serve the rest of that time. This kind of reminds you of that. He commuted the sentence. He didn't pardon him. Right. And so what happens is even though federally he's not still held, from a state level, he still got to serve the rest of them 200 years. So now his family is coming out and they saying, listen, he served his time. He's rehabilitated. He needs to be back on the streets and all of this stuff. And that's a question for y'all. I can't determine whether or not people should or they shouldn't be back on the streets. I think that the people, the people that are affected the most they will probably have something to say about that. The people that lost their kids, the people whose kids are GDs in Chicago today, or somebody that lost their kid to gang violence, I would imagine that they probably feel a little bit differently. I would imagine that they feel a little bit different about this situation. Let's go over and let's see who he really was and what he did. This is what they had to say about him.
We begin with breaking news. He was once one of the most notorious gangsters in Chicago. Tonight, President Trump is commuting the federal sentence of Gangster Disciples co-founder Larry Hoover.
Suzanne Lemonnier is in our newsroom. Suzanne, this move doesn't mean he'll be getting out of prison.
Erica Joe, legal experts see this as a potential hollow victory. Now, while Hoover may be released from federal prison, he still has a 200-year state sentence for which a parole board has already denied early release. In 1993, Hoover spoke to former CBS News Chicago reporter John Davis. And at that time, Hoover was 42 years old and had already served 20 years in prison.
I'd done my time. I paid my debt to society.
That was Larry Hoover more than three decades ago. At that time, the leader of the Gangster Disciples and convicted murderer told our John Davis he had a lot of time to think about ways to stop the gang violence on the streets of Chicago.
One teenager don't like the other teenager because the way he wears his hat, because his ideology is different from his.
Now remember, guys, what you seeing in this video is not who he is today. This is him a long decades ago. Who you see at the bottom of the screen right here, this is who he looks, what he looks like today.
A disciple don't like a vice lord. We all black people. It's no different.
At that time, Hoover, also known as King Larry, admitted being part of a fragile gang truce in the city and organizing a protest over plans to close healthcare clinics in African-American neighborhoods. Ron Safer, the lead prosecutor in Hoover's federal trial, reacts to news Hoover's life sentence has been commuted by President Trump.
I was disappointed. I do not think that this is an appropriate end to the Larry Hoover story, at least the federal part of it.
Safer says Hoover was perhaps the most notorious criminal the state of Illinois has ever known.
He was convicted of running a continuing criminal enterprise that had approximately 30,000 members across 28 states, selling over $100 million worth of drugs in the state of Illinois alone each year.
And that was back in the 90s. That was back in the 90s.
Ran that entire operation with ruthless efficiency from prison, where he was serving a state sentence for double murder.
Safer also told us about Hoover being recorded, saying teenagers needed to sell drugs for his criminal organization. The recording was made a year after the Gangster Disciple leader was interviewed on CBS Chicago.
There was another tape where Larry Hoover said, "You have to share your drugs with these children." And I'm talking about 12 years old, 13 years old, 14 years old, so that they can sell it and they can have something. And he said, make them know that with you, they are somebody. And without you, they are nobody.
Yeah. If he was on tape saying that, that's a little egregious. That's bad. That's bad. I'm not for it. Personally, when you think about culture, when you think about community, when you think about the things that we celebrate the most, and when I say that black culture is trash, I'm okay with him staying locked up. I'm cool with that. I don't have any problem with that. I don't think that J.B. Pritzker would ever release him, considering that it would probably affect his election chances of possibly running for president of the United States of America. And J.B. Pritzker would never do something that Trump did. If Trump commuted him, you think that J.B. Pritzker is going to align with the Trump administration and let him go? Not going to happen, fam. Not going to happen. This ain't no, oh man, he crashed from a drunk driving, or, you know what, I was just selling peddling little trees or something like that. This is starting a whole movement that is still proliferating today. that they poisoned the minds of young kids and said, make sure that you give them drugs and tell them that they nothing without you and they'd everything with you. If that be true, because remember, this was way before some of our time. In the early 90s, I was still a teenager. I was born in 82. I wasn't even a teenager yet. Jovito says, how did he ruin the black community? He did not start the gang. It was the disciples, First Bloods and Crips before GD. You were the leader of one of the most notorious gangs in Chicago. You don't think that constitutes you ruining the black community and the culture that people still today say is impactful and is affecting what we do on a daily basis? I got to separate myself. This is why us Room Niners, we got to separate ourselves, because y'all always championing, y'all always celebrating, and y'all always propping up people that are the worst for the community. This is why they feel compelled to go out and rob and do the things that they do. Y'all know who the stealers and the killers and the dealers are, and y'all don't get them convicted. Y'all don't rock out with them. Yo, the culture, this culture that we have today, it's gotten worse than ever before. And it's because y'all have basically gave us and celebrated the things that is the worst for us.